The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1978, a new battle in the Star Wars broke out between George Lucas and Glenn A. Larson. 20th Century Fox sued Universal Pictures upon learning of Universal's upcoming TV sci-fi spectacular, Battlestar Galactica, claiming that the project was a little too close to Star Wars territory. Another point of contention was that numerous personnel who had worked on Star Wars had been hired to perform similar jobs during the development of Battlestar Galactica, including illustrator Ralph McQuarrie and special effects artist John Dykstra. With a Star Wars sequel already in the works, 20th Century Fox wanted judges to prevent Battlestar Galactica from ever seeing the light of day, regardless of how much money had already been spent on it. Ironically, the final verdict in this case wouldn't arrive until Battlestar Galactica had run for 2 seasons and had been canceled. Born on this day in 1912, groundbreaking computer scientist Alan Turing. Apollo 7 astronaut Don Eisley was born today in 1929. Computer scientist Vint Cerf was born in 1943, one of the creators of the TCP/IP protocol underlying the entire Internet, as well as leading the development of the first wide-use Internet email system, MCI Mail. Actor Ted Shackelford was born today in 1946. Though most know him for his starring role in the primetime soap Knots Landing, he was also the star of Gerry Anderson's last live-action science fiction series, Space Precinct.
The name's Brogan, Lieutenant Brogan. For 20 years, I was with the NYPD. Now, well, let's just say I've transferred to another precinct.
Joss Whedon, the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, Dr. Horrible, Dollhouse, and Firefly, was born today in 1964. Let's not forget that he wrote the screenplay for the original Toy Story and wrote and directed the first Avengers movie. On this day in 1995, Dr. Jonas Salk, discoverer of the polio vaccine, died. He had devoted the last few years of his life to the quest for an AIDS vaccine. And in 2015, Japanese artist Shusei Nagaoka died. His colorful futuristic artwork graced book covers and albums, from The Best of Earth, Wind, and Fire, to Jefferson Starship's Spitfire, to Deep Purple's When We Rock, and When We Roll, and Electric Light Orchestra's Out of the Blue. Nagaoka is one of the only artists on Earth whose work has left Earth. An original Nagaoka painting was displayed aboard the Russian Mir space station in 1991. In 1973, the Third Doctor said farewell to his most faithful sidekick as the environmentally minded Doctor Who story The Green Death wrapped up. This was the last appearance of Katie Manning as Jo Grant, the Doctor's assistant, and the last time the character would appear on TV until a return appearance in the spin-off The Sarah Jane Adventures in 2010.
Well, Joe, we better go back to Unit HQ. We've got a report to make out.
Doctor?
Hmm?
I don't think I'll be going back just yet.
Oh, you're thinking of staying here?
Well, not here exactly. Only, you see, Cliff is going on this expedition to look for this fantastic fungus.
Where?
The upper reaches of the Amazon.
And he's asked me to go with him.
You want to go?
More than anything else in the world.
I see. When?
Well, very soon now. We'll just stop off in Cardiff, pick up our supplies, get married and...
Married?
Why?
Look, will you excuse me? I do think I'm going to be wanted on the telephone.
In 1976, it was carousel time.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents the Saul David production of Logan's Run. A fantastic journey through a world beyond imagination. Welcome to the 23rd century. The perfect world of total pleasure. Imagine a world in which you need never be alone. You touch a switch, turn a dial, and the perfect lover steps into your arms. Every pleasure is yours to experience.
Runner!
There's just one catch.
When the tiny crystal in the palm of your hand flashes its final message, your time is up. Michael York is Logan.
Run, Logan!
Policeman in a perfect world.
No!
Trained to track down runners.
Run, Logan!
Until he is forced to run himself.
Logan's Run premiered on the big screen, signaling the beginning of the end of the 70s big screen post-apocalyptic fixation. The nail in the coffin of that particular genre was 1977's surprise hit, Star Wars. In 1983, the computer game Lode Runner appeared on the Apple II, a complex climbing game that allowed users to design, save, and play their own levels. And on the same day in 1983, Dirk the Daring embarked on the greatest adventure the arcade had ever seen.
Dragon's Lair, the fantasy adventure where you become a valiant knight on a quest to rescue the fair princess from the clutches of an evil dragon. You control the actions of a daring adventurer finding his way through the castle of a dark wizard who has enchanted it with treacherous monsters and obstacles. In the mysterious caverns below the castle, your odyssey continues against the awesome forces that oppose your efforts to reach the Dragon's Lair. Lead on, adventurer. Your quest awaits.
Dragon's Lair, the first laserdisc-based arcade game to hit the market, featured lavish animation by former Disney animator Don Bluth. Most players were too successfully distracted by the unprecedented visuals to notice that Dragon's Lair really didn't offer much in the way of gameplay. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
I'm ready, and you're ready. It's my job to freeze you. Protein, plankton, grass from the sea.